Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's talk about some sports items with Michael Rand from the Minnesota Star Tribune. He joins us now on the show. First off, Randball, how you been?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Let's get the twin stuff out of the way. Okay, let's get the twin stuff out of the way because it's been a bummer since the trade deadline and all this. It's been a bummer all season long. But what do you, as an observer, as somebody that covers all the teams and all the Minnesota landscape of sports, what do you want to get from them or see from them in the final month of the year?
I mean, I think at this point it's mostly about individual growth, especially from young hitters and young pitchers, right? Like you want to see Zebby Matthews keep doing what he did last night. You'd love to see Taj Bradley string together some good outings. You want to see maybe Pablo Lopez pitch a few times and look like he's back. Maybe see, you know, Bailey Ober's not a young pitcher necessarily anymore, but see if he can figure things out. Because if they've got any hope next year, it's probably A, if they don't trade any more guys this offseason, and B, pitching depth, and you know who emerges as the five, and the lineup's the same thing. Like these guys have had a little while here to establish themselves, and nobody consistently scares you. Keyshaw, I like Keyshaw; he's good. I think he's going to be a lineup mainstay. But like everybody else, even Royce Lewis, like they're just guys. They're okay. Nobody scares you though, you know, outside of Buxton and maybe a little bit of early Keyshaw. So I mean, the bullpen is a mess, but that's a mess of their own making. It's a mess of the trade deadline. Maybe they can sort that out, and that's not going to get better in the next month. But can some of these young players show you enough that you think, maybe 2026 isn't a total wash? Maybe 2026 is worth going out to the ballpark and supporting this team.
All right, so let me go on the other side of that though. Let me flip it though. Because I'm with you. Like, I love Pablo Lopez. He's one of my favorite athletes here in Minnesota. Just a really good human being and a phenomenal pitcher. But to me, you can make the case that shut him down. Why put him out there for – I mean, these are all meaningless games here at the end of the year. Let's see what some of the younger guys have. The only reason why I bring that up with Pablo is because if it was the final 2 to 3 weeks left of – the National Football League season and a team is way out of it, you're not going to put your best guys out there. If it was the NBA and you're in the final 2 or 3 weeks of the season, and you're like you're toast. You're gonna be picking like one or two in the NBA draft lottery. You're not gonna have your best players out there. You can make the case in Major League Baseball that in certain instances you should do that as well.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think you know there's a good month left in their season, and I think Pablo, being the competitor that he is, I wouldn't push him. I wouldn't push him, but if he wants to come back and, you know, pitch five times and throw five innings and just make sure he's sharp going into next year, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
I'm not saying with Joe Ryan.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that's what I would do, because I'm with you. Yeah. I want to see Joe Ryan pitch. I want to see Lopez and those guys pitch. Yeah. And I think both of them are going to end up pitching in the Kansas City series this weekend.
Yes, that very well could be true. But with Joe Ryan especially, because he's starting to kind of like hint at, yeah, this, you know, there's a little bit of mental and physical fatigue, because he's never thrown this many innings. He's never, you know, he's always had some kind of thing during the season. He's had good seasons, but, you know, I think Rocco had a quote the other day just about, maybe it was after Zebby's start, where it was like, you know, until you do it, until you kind of go through that grind, you haven't done it yet. And there's something to be said for being a professional and putting forth a good effort for a full season, or in these dog days, and that kind of matters, even when the games don't matter.
I was on Fox 9 over the weekend, and I was asked the question of the way that Byron Buxton has been so good this year. Is this the floor for Byron Buxton? And I was like, absolutely not. I can't say the floor. Like, I'm not saying that there's not another level, or maybe he can't unlock something else to take him to a higher level, but I don't think that this is the floor. Like, this is some of the best that we've ever seen him be.
I mean, it's closer to the ceiling than the floor.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, he's playing at a super high level. He's been as healthy as he's been really in any year since 2017, maybe. I mean, there's only been one year that he's been over 500 plate appearances before this season. I mean, he's finally had a year where he's been mostly healthy and productive. Those have not overlapped for this stretch of time. So, I mean, for a guy who's, what, 31, 32 now? I can't remember exactly how old he is.
But I think he's 31.
We're not talking about a guy who's necessarily on the ascending arc. Now, he gives you hope that he could maybe have more seasons like this when he does it once, but I don't think it's going to get much better than this.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you on that. We're talking to Ramball, Michael Ram from the Minnesota Star Tribune here on the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830 WCCO. It is the Chad Hartman Show. Henry Lake in for Chad. And yes, He is 31. He will turn 32 on December the 18th. All right, so let's go from talking about a team that has struggled all year to a team that's excelled all year, and that's the Minnesota Lynx.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I know that we've got Thursday night football. The NFL kicks off tonight, and we'll get to the NFL here to close it out. But, man, this is one heck of a matchup because the Las Vegas Aces, who we've owned, by the way, we have owned them, they are playing their best basketball of the season. They have won 12 consecutive games. We're going into their house. Asia Wilson is quietly making a strong case as the MVP. Because, and I think it got close just because Fee missed so many games.
Right.
But what do you make of tonight? To me, this is a big-time matchup. This is one of the bigger items in sports this weekend.
I agree. I think, you know, it loses some of its momentum just because the Lynx have clinched everything. They're the number one seed no matter what. But they want to put their best foot forward here. They want to go in and win because as much as we've talked about Lynx Liberty finals rematch, it could be Lynx Aces. It could, you know, they could, if they play the Liberty, it could be in the semifinals with the way the seeding is going right now or the way the things look right now. I think a dream scenario for them would be that it winds up Liberty and Aces are the 2-3 and one of them knocks the other one out in the semifinals. But I think it's important. I think you're right. I mean, like I said, it's not for positioning for them, but if you want to leave an impression in case you play these guys when it means something a lot more, this is your opportunity.
All right, I got a take for you, and I hope you're sitting down because I don't want you to fall out your seat.
I am sitting down. Thank
but,
you.
But this is, and I'm not trolling anybody. I mean this in the bottom of my heart. Right now, in the entire world of all the sports, I look at Paige Beckers, and I think that she is one of the top, maybe 5 to 10, most efficient players in sports. She is one of the most efficient basketball players that you'll ever watch. Like, there's no wasted dribbles. I mean, she gets up great shots. Like, I just marvel at her, Mike. I'm telling you, man, I love watching her play.
And she's always been like that, right? Like, it's not a surprise if you've watched her for all these years, but that she's doing it at this level now, that she can still be that kind of player playing against the best women in the entire world now instead of, you know, a lot of really good players in college and good players in high school. Like, she's now playing against the very best of the very best every night and still looks that smooth, still makes it look that easy. Because you're right, there is no wasted movement. There is all that efficiency. There is always making the right play, which sounds simple, which almost sounds like boring, like a game manager quarterback, but that's not what she is. She is efficient in a way that is excellent.
Yeah, she's truly remarkable. All right, so, well, you know, by the time that I get back, next week, because I have a few days off here for bereavement, the Minnesota Vikings would have played a National Football League game one against the Chicago Bears. I'm kind of struggling with trying to figure out what are reasonable expectations for the Vikings. And it got more complicated, Ramball, with the Micah Parsons trade. Because that has elevated Green Bay. I think that this division from top to bottom is going to be tough. What kind of expectations do you have for the Vikings? Because when I look at them, I think that JJ, I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed. I think that he will be fine, but you don't know until you actually see it. I think that the defense and Brian Flores, I trust. KLC, I always trust him. But the division is going to be really hard.
Yeah, I think it's such an interesting team this year because I don't think you can look at the roster top to bottom and not honestly say this team has more talent even than last year's team that won 14 games. I mean, you look at all they did to bolster the offensive line, to perk up the running game with Jordan Mason, to add Adam Thielen late, everything they did on defense to beef up the interior of the line, all the guys they already had on defense. I mean, they might have the best front seven in the entire NFL. Like, that's how good they are on the front seven. Now, the back four is a little bit different, but the front seven is going to be a force to be reckoned with. So you think of all that, you're like, man, they won 14 games. Let's go. And then you look, well, okay, The schedule is really hard because, yeah, the NFC North is probably even harder than it was last year when it was a beast already. You've swapped out the AFC North for the AFC South in terms of the cross conference division that you will play. You've got to play the Eagles. You got to play, you know, you got to play a good schedule, especially that middle of the schedule, like week 7 through 10. You were 8-1 in one score games last season. You're probably not going to do that again this season. You had the most turnovers, most takeaways in the league last year. You're probably not going to do that, even if you can say coaching, it matters in both those things, but it, there's like a regression to expect. So it's like, it's all these factors. Like, they're a better team, but they probably can't sustain what they did last year. So I picked them to go 10-7. I think that's reasonable. Mm. That's what I think they are this year.
10 wins. How many wins did you give the Gophers?
I like the Gophers. I mean, they're...
Wait. You like the Gopher football team?
Yeah, I do.
Like them as in what? Like going to a bowl game?
Oh, yeah, easily. I like them to win 7 or 8 at least this year. I like them a lot. They're good.
The over... Slow down. Wait, what game were you watching last week? Did you watch the game last week?
Yeah, they were... You know...
Listen. That was... against Buffalo, you thought they were good?
I did. Buffalo's not a bad team. Buffalo's a good opener.
That was not a fun game to watch. That was actually that was brutal to watch, to be honest with
you. It wasn't a fun game to watch, but they from the first minute of that game, they looked like a team that was ready to play. The 23-10, that's a score you can take or leave. They probably could have – they left 14 points on the board. So, you know, whatever you want to make of the score. I love the quarterback. I think they got a lot of guys on the defensive line. I think they're at least a 7-win team this year.
This is the thing. When I did my research leading up to that game, it played out exactly with the research that I saw, that the Gophers could be offensively challenged. They said that matchup itself was going to be a defensive struggle for, because both defenses were going to be pretty good. The over-under on the game, I think, might have been like 44 or something like that. And this betting site said, take the under. And it was way under, as we see.
Yeah,
so I guess what I'm saying is, and I'm not trying to throw cold water on Gopher football after they, started 1-0. I got to see a lot more, man, because – once they get into Big Ten play, I'm not sure they're going to rack up a bunch of W's based on what I saw last week.
I don't know. I was fine with it. It was not perfect, but Lindsey looked the part. They got the running game. They got the defensive line. They made some mistakes, but I don't think they were mistakes of preparation. There were a few mistakes of execution. I think they're going to be pretty good, and I think the Vikings are a 10-win team.
All right. Hey, Ramball, I appreciate your time, my man. Thank you so much.
All right. All right, take care.
All right, that's Michael Rand, Minnesota Star Tribune, joining us here on the Chad Hartman Show. We will take a break. We will come back, and I need to hear about what the heck happened with Lindsey Brown earlier this morning. Almost had a major mishap. We'll get into that next here on the Chad Hartman Show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.